This is KTOO Juneau, and I'm Quentin Chandler here with today's news. Thanks for tuning in. The Alaska legislature remains on pace for a statewide government shutdown. The Juneau Empire reports lawmakers are set Monday to renew discussions they hope will bridge the gap between the House and Senate. Governor Bill Walker says he is confident the legislature can avert an economically catastrophic shutdown. Officials' top priority during the special session is the state operating budget. Walker says he has not changed his mind about the need for new revenue to erase a $2.7 billion annual deficit, but the state has enough savings to cover that deficit for 1 year without significant consequences. The Senate majority agrees with Walker's approach, while the House majority appears to be standing firm in its requests for a plan that addresses both Alaska's long-term deficit and the government shutdown. The recall election in Homer has failed, and all three members of the city council will keep their seats. City officials say council members Donna Adderhold, David Lewis, and Catriona Reynolds survived the recall election that was held after some residents were upset after the three sponsored a resolution promoting inclusivity after President Donald Trump's election. A revised version that the council voted on did not mention Trump, and it failed. The count of outstanding ballots in Thursday's election was delayed Friday after city officials found an 18-vote difference between the number of ballots cast and the number counted. But late Friday, the city announced that the tabulation was complete and the results were certified. There will be one last voyage for the Powhatan. The 81-foot tugboat sank at its dock in Sitka's Stargaven Bay in April. Last week, salvage crews raised the Powhatan and placed it aboard a barge for a ride south to a Seattle scrapyard. Samson Tug and Barge, the Powhatan's owner, contracted with Alaska Commercial Divers and Pacific Pile and Marine to raise and dispose of the tug. According to the State Department of Environmental Conservation, very little fuel or oil escaped the Powhatan during the raising. Divers back in April plugged the tug's fuel vents shortly after it sank. Residual oil was contained by an extensive boom around the wreck, along with sorbent material. The state monitored the amount of oil released during the operation by aerial drone and also conducted a shoreline assessment. The survey turned up some residual oil on the boat launch breakwater, which should dissipate naturally. Observers on the water also kept a lookout for marine mammals. The overall amount of oil and fuel released by the Powhatan is unknown. The tug had been out of service for 10 years before it sank. The oil spill response vessel, Nika Bay, skimmed over 6,000 gallons of combined seawater and oil from the vicinity.